For our teen missions trip this year, we had the privilege of traveling to Puerto Rico, spending time with missionaries Liz and Jerry Harmon. Our team of eight worked primarily to help put on a vacation Bible school, but also assisted in doing odd jobs around the church facility throughout the week. As we began our journey early Saturday morning, we were met at the airport with some troubling news that our flight had been canceled due to maintenance issues with the plane. After being presented with our options, we decided to split our group in order to ensure our arrival that day. After processing the first group and getting them on a direct flight to Puerto Rico, the airline then informed us that our Plan B flight had just been canceled. From there, things got even crazier, but to spare you all the details, the second group arrived in Puerto Rico later that night after having traveled almost every mode of transportation possible that day. Having arrived in Puerto Rico, Christina and the first group connected with Pastor Harmon and took a trip to the grocery store where they purchased our food for the week. One of the neat things about this trip was the fact that we prepared many of our own meals throughout the week. Once the supplies were purchased, the group headed off to the place where we were staying. Pastor Harmon had set up our accommodations at the Christian Deaf School in Laquillo. The Deaf School is run by Betsy Hope, a close friend of the Harmons. She was very generous in allowing us to have full use of the school during the week, and because of the summertime schedule, classes were not in session. The school was very comfortable, and even though we didn't have air conditioning, we did have hot water, and for that, we were thankful. Just after midnight, myself and the second group arrived in San Juan. We were picked up, traveled back to the school, and went right to bed. After a good night's sleep, we were all ready for a full day of service on Sunday. From the moment we arrived at Maranatha Baptist Church, we went right to work. I had the privilege of preaching out of Titus chapter 2 in Sunday school, and the teens got a chance to do a few specials in the morning service. There was no need for an interpreter or do the songs in Spanish, because this was an English-speaking church. After the morning service, the pastor took us out to a local Mexican restaurant that was excellent. Having taken advantage of a couple hours of rest in the afternoon, it was back to church for the evening service. That night, Pastor preached a message challenging the church and us on the theme for Vacation Bible School. As we got up on Monday morning, we were excited about the start of Vacation Bible School and what the Lord had for us that day. We got to the church early for a quick workers' meeting, and then VBS began. The church there, of about 30 people, doesn't have a lot of kids who come, but we did have about 10 who would come every day. The neat thing was that some of the kids who came had no connection with the church there at all, so it provided a strong contact point for the Harmons going forward. Every day, the teens helped out with a variety of things. Hannah and Rebecca were in charge of the skit time and would prepare a skit for the kids daily. Our guys did a great job of running game time and helping out wherever was needed. Another opportunity our group had was to give the Bible lesson every day. On Monday, Christina gave the Bible story about the woman at the well with Jesus. The Lord gave us a good start on Monday, and when all the kids had gone home, we began the cleanup process. After cleaning up, we typically would head to the church fellowship room where we would make our lunch and eat before beginning the afternoon projects at the church. One of the ways we were able to be a blessing to the Harmons was to help them out in areas where their health had prevented them from being able to do certain things that needed to be done around the church. Us guys worked outside most of the week, doing mowing and clearing certain parts of the property with weed eaters, while the ladies were able to spend time cleaning inside the church and other buildings around the church property. After a few hours of work, we returned to the Deaf School and began prepping for dinner. For meals, it was all hands on deck. Everyone had a chance to either help cook or help set the table. The teens did a great job with doing their part in helping and even pitched in for the mandatory cleanup. On Monday evening, we closed out the day around God's Word, thanking the Lord for the things that He was doing and asking Him to help us to continue to be a blessing. On Tuesday morning, we headed to the church around 9 a.m. for another day of VBS. One of the things the children really enjoyed was the competition between the two teams, the Bears and the Lions. On Tuesday, it was Chris's turn to teach the Bible lesson to the kids. He told the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, did a fantastic job. Every day, Pastor Harmon would do a follow-up lesson that included the gospel and an invitation to accept Christ. At the end of our second day of VBS, we ate lunch and got right to work on our jobs around the property. The girls did a number of things like cleaning the baptistry and wiping down windows. For us guys, it was back to work on the grounds. After working a few hours, we loaded up in the van and headed to a nearby rainforest called El Yunque, where we took some pictures and went for a short hike. I'm always amazed at the beauty of God's creation wherever we travel. On our way back to the school, we swung by a local Wendy's and enjoyed a nice meal together. As we did every day we were there, we closed out with a time around God's Word, thanking and praising Him for the opportunity to be ministering in Puerto Rico. After a good night's sleep, we got up Wednesday morning with the realization that we were already halfway through our time in Puerto Rico. On several mornings, the smell of eggs cooking would greet us as we prepared for the day. Teens were always very helpful in volunteering to help with meals. At VBS, things continued to run smoothly, as Wednesday proved to be another great day for us. Everyone went about their daily responsibilities, and Marcus had the chance to teach the Bible lesson that day. The kids always looked forward to answering questions and earning points for their team. One of the daily activities was craft time. Each craft would be centered around the designated theme for that day. After VBS was over, we took some VBS flyers and Book of Romans and took to the streets in Fajardo. There was an intersection just down the road from the church that was ideal for distributing the materials. After we passed out all the flyers, we headed back to the school to eat lunch. We all took the free afternoon we had to catch up on rest and prepare ourselves for the evening service that night. For the service, Pastor asked if we could do a few more specials, take care of the preaching as well. After hearing from Pastor Harmon that many of his members were going through difficulty, I felt burdened to preach out of Mark 6, where the Lord calmed the wind and the seas. One of the blessings of Wednesday night was that Mrs. Harmon was able to attend the service. Because of foot surgery 2 months ago, she's been unable to attend church and has been confined to a wheelchair. Not being involved has been a difficult thing for her, considering the fact that she's always been a huge part in VBS. This was another reason I believe God specifically led us to Puerto Rico this year. After church, we headed back to the school and bedded down for the night. Even though it was warm in Puerto Rico, we grew to enjoy the morning hours when the sun was just coming up. Taking time in the morning to have stillness with the Lord was something we enjoyed and always proved beneficial in starting our day. On Thursday, it was Rebecca's turn to do the Bible lesson, and just like all the others, she did a great job. Game time on Thursday was especially as exciting as the kids really enjoyed the competition during the balloon volleyball. I think it turned out to be the game of the week. Another exciting thing was the effort that the kids made to memorize the daily verse. We went from no one saying a verse on the first day to everyone saying a verse on Thursday. It was thrilling to see these kids hiding God's word in their heart. After VBS was over, it was time to get back to work around the church. The girls spent the afternoon helping Mrs. Harmon with things around the parsonage, while the guys continued to battle the grass, weeds, and bushes around the property. The guys especially took pride in their work, as it was not uncommon for them to give names to the equipment they were using. We were very thankful for the profitable day the Lord gave us, allowing us to finish up all the outside work around the property. After our work was done, we had the opportunity to visit one of the bioluminescent bays that was close by. The amazing thing about these particular bays is that when you place your hand in the water, certain parts of the water begin to glow. It was truly fascinating, to say the least. This was our final day in Puerto Rico. On Friday, parents accompanied their children to VBS and got to watch them participate in the day. The final Bible story for the week was read by Hannah, and it was a great blessing to the kids. At the end of VBS, everyone was invited to stay for a big hot dog lunch. As you can imagine, everyone stayed and were glad they did. One of the ladies in the church even brought a jackfruit for all of us to try. It was humongous, and it tasted a little like cantaloupe. One of the difficult things about these missions trips is saying goodbye to the kids and families you've gotten to know over the past week. After we said our goodbyes, the teardown process began. We removed all the decorations and spent time cleaning up from the week. After that, it was back to the school to finish the cleaning up process there and finish packing our suitcases for the trip home. We did not have to be at the airport until 10 p.m. that night, so on our way, we stopped and ate dinner in Old San Juan. The city is the oldest settlement in Puerto Rico and was founded in 1521. The city is full of history and people, and we had just enough time to get a glimpse of both and then head to the airport to catch our flight. God really did give us a wonderful teen missions trip this year. Thank you for giving so that the team could go, and thank you for praying for us. I believe the Lord used our team to encourage the Harmons and to be a blessing to the church there. Those who attended the VBS were challenged from God's Word, and we pray that those who have not yet accepted the Lord would do so soon. Thank you for giving so that we could go. One reason to remain, to raise the cross of Jesus and magnify His name. We preach Christ, who's crucified and risen from the grave. We preach Christ, the only one who has the strength to save. The message we proclaim is the power.